The ongoing National Examination Council NECO 2018 exams may have been made nonsense of by gross malpractice, including paper leak. It's been confirmed that there exist some websites where interested candidates access genuine question papers and answers ahead of any paper. Correspondent Chinelo Ozalo, who investigated the matter, reports that interested candidates bear a token ranging from 400 Naira to 1,500 Naira of GSM recharge cards voucher to access the question papers and answers.
That the education sector of the country is passing through very serious problems is no longer debatable. That examination malpractice is one of the greatest challenges facing the education in Nigeria is also not in doubt. Indeed, examination malpractice has become a long-standing issue in the country, eating up the nation's education sector like a canker worm and bringing down the standard of the certificates obtained in the country in the eyes of other nations. Although there are efforts to fight this problem, the recent discovery that answers to the ongoing NECO examination holding across the country could be accessed through the internet ahead of each paper has reduced further the little hope of recovery from the decay in the system. Looking at the smoothness of the exams in some centers visited, one would be deceived to think that all is well. But the sacredness of the examination seems to have been compromised by the existence of websites which display the question paper and answers of the exam to any candidate that cares. The exam malpractice sites include examsort.com, examcrown.co, and examkey.net. To open examkey.net, for instance, you go to Google. It will open with the following instructions. NECO payment daily subscription is for each subject. Take note of that. NECO is on. Kindly follow the steps below to get your answers before exams. The chairman, Post Primary School Management Board, Enugu State, Mr. Nestor Ezeme, who confirmed the ugly development, said the board had had several meetings with the zonal office of NECO in the state on the matter.
It is true. We all had it and had several meetings with NECO and even WAEC during the WAEC period at the same time to ensure that they don't upload these things online. Let them not upload it into their database until after the exam, because the young people are smart. They promised us they will be working on it. But just as your concern is, if these things are online, naturally it will diminish the exam.
Two secondary school principals, Mrs. Nzako Eziwo and Mrs. Stella Masinachi, confirmed that they were aware of the existence of such sites. But another principal, Mr. Kletus Chukwu, said he had not heard of any leakage in the exam or seen the said sites.
The investigation needs to be done. Definitely, I'm blaming the exam board. They are the ones releasing it. I don't know how they do it. Most times they tell you that the papers were real. So they need to check their store and whoever that manages the custody of the question papers.
Even in JAM, in WAE, in NECO, there are websites these days where the candidates can browse and see. And it's unfortunate, really. So I believe there is need to tighten up. It's not a plus in our educational sector.
In as much as I know, there's no leakage, and I've not heard that there's a leakage.
According to investigation, the subscribers are left with two options: to either pay for direct SMS answers to their phones or pay for passwords to a link that they can access the answers. Direct SMS answers to the phone of a candidate has a flat rate of 800 Naira MTN recharge card, except for English, which is 1,500 Naira. This will be sent together with phone number and code for the subject paid for to a phone number 0906-164-1620. But for the password, 400 Naira MTN card is the flat rate and 1,000 for English. To ascertain the validity of the claim, I also paid 1,500 Naira MTN recharge card to access answers for the English paper, sending it together with the code and my phone number to the address, and got the answers. And when compared with English exam paper, it was true. Some NECO candidates from two different schools in Enugu Metropolis condemned the existence of the website and called for urgent steps to arrest the perpetrators.
There are sites that people go to, like some minutes before the examination, to bring in their phones and check for the answers. For example, WAEC in March, all the ones they saw, most of them were the ones right there. According to what I heard from them, they said that most of the questions they saw tally the rights as they're about to write the examination. Yes, almost, except mass.
Even before the exam will start, they will get answers. I used to call them miracle centers. It's not encouraging.
when contacted to comment on the phone numbers and codes used by the operators of the sites. The zonal head, Nigerian Communications Commission, Mrs. Emilia Nwokoro, said the commission would investigate the information.
ExamKey.net is not a telecom operator, except that you insist they are using MTN number and MTN recharge card, then we have to investigate further.
True to her word, the MTN community liaison officer, Mr. Solomon Chinda, called to exonerate the organization from the matter, but was reminded of the corporate responsibility the organization owed to the society. Also, the police public relations officer, Enugu State Command, Mr. Ebere Amarizu, said the police would commence investigation if it got a formal report on the matter.
If there's any information to that, we advise that it properly be routed to Nigerian police so that the state's criminal intelligence and investigation department will swing into action.
The zonal coordinator, NECO, Mrs. Maria Okebu, was not available for comment as she was said to have gone to monitor the NECO exam, and all efforts to get her phone number from her subordinate failed. The questions on the lips of many Nigerians include, who are those managing the strong room for the examination body? And how can this malpractice size be on for so long a time without security agents clamping down on the perpetrators, or at least the exam body ensuring that they were shut down? And it is on this note that they called for everything possible to be done to save the country's education sector. Further development on the matter will come your way in due course. Chinelo Ozalo for Radio Nigeria.